Hallelujah. You might as well praise him anyhow. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the only way you're going to see your way through it is through your praise. Amen. God said he'll inhabit the praise. So you might as well praise him and get God in the midst of whatever it is you're going through. Everybody stand at this time. We appreciate you being here tonight. We're going to ask Pastor Relaford to come and minister to you. He's a mighty and influential man of God who we appreciate very much. Come on and put your hands together and welcome.
Come on and give Jesus a hand clap. There's none worthy but him. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you for being my mother, being my father too. I want to thank you for being my sister, being my brother too. I want to thank you for being my doctor, and even the lawyer too. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you for being my mother, being my father too. I want to thank you for being my sister, being my brother too. I want to thank you for being a doctor, even my lawyer too. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Come on, give him some praise. Come on and give Jesus some praise. He's worthy. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 3. Book of Acts, chapter 3. Go down to verse
Go down to verse 19. Acts 3 and 19. It says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets, his holy prophets, since the world began." Look over at your neighbor. Say, "Neighbor, it's time for restoration." God is restoring the church. A lot of people think because the pews are empty, they think because this church is not as filled or full like the next church or the church down the street or the church that we see on the television. But nevertheless, God is restoring his church. Paul was writing this when he wrote the epistle in Romans. He said that we are called according to his purpose. But we got to understand what the purpose is. A lot of us don't understand what the purpose is. We must understand what that purpose is. Is it God's divine purpose to renew or restore? If God wanted to renew, then God will raise up. Let me say something. What if he will renew all of those existing dead denominational churches to which pattern church would we follow? Except God build a house, how shall it be built? God's divine purpose is to renew and to restore. So what is the Spirit saying to the church today? Restore. God is restoring, and he is restoring the church to its original blueprint, his original blueprint, his original way, his original order. That's why it's a whole lot of shaking going on in the religious world today. And I want to say that again, the religious world today, the religious churches today. Why? Because God is cleaning out the chaff. He's got them on that threshing floor and he's threshing them. And when he threshed them, the chaff is going to separate and the wheat is going to come forth. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, the wheat, glory to God, is going to remain. And so will the chaff, glory to God. But God is shaking everything loose, and God is placing his word in order. He's placing it according to his will and his way. Hallelujah. All that will be shaken shall be shaken. Y'all say, "Well, that's why the church is empty." Not necessarily. All that will be shaken shall be shaken. If you're willing to follow after God, then you're going to be shaken. If you're stubborn and bold in mind and not willing to follow after God, you're going to be shaken. Everything that will be shaken shall be shaken by God. He's shaking the churches. He's restoring the church to the original purpose. Restoration. That's what God is doing. He's restoring. God want to restore the families. He want to restore the church. This is our family. God want to restore our natural families. God wants to restore our health. God wants to do all of these things. Restoration. Let's look at the word restoration. Restoration in the Hebrew language means to restore something that has been stolen, taken in violence. The Greek explanation for it, restoration, is to reconstruct, to set something in order or back in order, to return to the original state, to restore it to the full power and glory of the former state, to repair and to renew. God is restoring the church just like it was in the book of Acts. Glory to God. Adam lost a whole lot of stuff, but God is restoring it. Glory to God. The first nation lost a whole lot of stuff, but God is restoring it. Glory to God. God is restoring his word. God is in the hearts of his people and in the minds of his people. Glory to God. And God is doing it. He don't care who gets in the way. He's going to shake the righteous. He's going to shake the unrighteous. He's going to shake the sick. He's going to shake the lame. He's going to shake the blind. God is going to get his church in order, because if he don't get it in order, he can't come back with that glorious church. He won't be able to glorify himself in this earth. But before he comes back, God is going to glorify himself in this earth, in his church. And we are his church, and we are his children, and we are his people. And God is going to shake us. Hallelujah. I thank God for shaking. Glory to God. I'm open for his shaking. Shake me, God. Because when you shake me, you are preparing me to get home. See, we are restored every day. We go through restoration every day. Why? Because we're imperfect. We're not perfect. And the only way we become perfect is God have to restore us, renew our minds, renew our walk, our talk, our ways. God got to get into our actions. He got to get into where he lives, that he resides on this temple, on the inside. That's where God resides. And God wants to talk to us. God wants a fellowship, glory to God. We got a relationship through salvation. But God not only wants us to know us in him in the power of his salvation, but he wanted us to know him as a father, glory to God. God wants us to know him as a deliverer. He wants us to know him as a healer. He wants us to know him as the great provider. But a lot of Christians just backing their carts up to God and expecting God to fill it up, and they haven't got anything yet. Why? Because God wants you to turn the cart around, and he wants you to face him. He said, come unto me, glory to God, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest in your souls. Hallelujah. People got their cart still backed up to God and had it backed up there for 20 years, looking for God to fill it up. He don't want to fill the cart up with things. He want to fill our hearts with his word. When he fill our hearts with his word, we'll get the things. They that keep their mind stayed up on who? Him, not the things. They that keep their mind stayed up on who? The creator, and not his creation. When we get our mind stayed up on him, God said, I will hold back no good thing from you. I'm glad I'm a child of God. I get up every morning. God, what will you have me to do today? God, shake me. Don't God burn up the chaff in my life today. God, chastise me a little bit. God, awaken me, glory to God, so that I might see, so I won't be blind in this day. God, glorify me, glory to God, with your spirit, God, so that I can walk upright before you, circumspectly as wise and not as a fool. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want victory every day. Doesn't mean you ain't going to go through the battle. Doesn't mean you're not going to be roughed up. But the victory is also there. It's in the midst of the warfare. It's in the midst of the battle. Glory to God. This thing that's hidden in earthen vessels, it's there. It's like jewels. It's like a jewel, Brother Tony. When I'm in the midst of a battle, I look for a jewel. Hallelujah. When I'm going through trouble, I look for the jewel. I don't worry about trouble. God already told us. He said, you are trouble on every side, but yet we are not distressed, glory to God. Why? Because God is with us. He's on our side. He's everywhere at the same time. He's present everywhere. He's in all our situations, not just some of them. God is in all our situations, one by one, situation after situation, sickness after sickness, glory to God. God is in everything. God is concerned about the whole man. He didn't come for part man. He came for the whole heart. He didn't come for the feet or the leg, but he came for the whole body, glory to God. He came for the whole church. He didn't come come for the building, but he come for what's in the building. Glory, that's you and I. Glory to God. God is coming back for a people. He's going to have a people out of the people. He's going to shake it, and the chaff going to come forth, and he's going to have that church out of that chaff. Hallelujah. I like what the Greek says. Reconstruct. God, just mold me and make me. I'm not complete. We are not complete. We are not perfect. We got to realize that we are not perfect. We have to realize that we need God all the time. I ain't talking about this when I wake up in the morning. I need God all day long. Because see, the enemy is waiting to sift you like wheat. But God said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I want to have on my mind that God is with me. I want to know that God is with me. I don't want my sins to be in the way, glory to God. I don't want my mind stayed up on something else, glory to God. I don't want to miss out on prayer. I don't want to miss out on praise. I don't want to miss the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I don't want to miss out on peace, glory to God. You got to lift up Jesus if you want all of these jewels, glory to God, because they are in Christ Jesus, and all of these things are in this earth and vessel, you and I, glory to God, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the author and the finisher. He's the one who builds up and tears down. He's the one who comes. He's the one who constructs. He's the one who reconstructs his church and glorify his name in it. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, must be something wrong. The church is empty. Now, I'll tell you what's wrong. God is shaking. He's shaking that religious world, that religious order. See, some of them fill up, churches are filled up religiously. Dead denominational churches. They got a whole lot of bodies. The living, walking dead. God come to glorify himself. If he build a house, it's going to be right. But when we get in the way, it's going to be messed up. That's why he got to shake us. It says in the 16th verse here, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted. Repent. What is repent? It means to change one's mind or purpose for the better and morally. In other words, it calls us to think different. It calls us to have a different opinion. That is to reconsider what you're going through right now. God come to shake the church. And let me tell you something. He's not just shaking just what's here. God is a family man. He's shaking the family. That means he's shaking our lost children. That means he's shaking the sick. God come to restore. I don't know about you, but we talk about the young people, glory to God, how they go out and make mistakes and they end up with siblings, glory to God, and we begin to talk about them instead of talking about them. I'm telling you one thing, God is shaking the young people and he's bringing them back and all of their siblings, glory to God, and they shall be saved, glory to God. They shall be raised up. They shall have a place in the body of Christ, because God is the author of their life and God is the finisher, glory to God. And God is shaking everything. He's shaking the old, glory to God. He's shaking the new, glory to God. He's shaking the young, glory to God. Why? Because he is God, glory to God. And he is the head of the kingdom, glory to God. He is the king, glory to God. And we are his kingdom, glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. God is restoring or renewing that which has been taken away. Huh? He restoring what's been taken away. What's been taken away? That which Adam lost. What did he lose? Character, image, power to rule, dominion. The power to rule and have dominion. The power to be fruitful and multiply. Multiply what? Not his character and his nature, but multiply the character and the nature of Christ. See, because people sit in the church and they criticize. God is shaking them one that, no, I ain't going to say that. I will say this. God is shaking everything. I put it this way. That was the old saying in the world. You know, I said, well, you know, I'm going to do this. Riding or walking. God is shaking everything. Riding or walking. He's shaking the mean. You know, people are so mean. There are some mean saints. My grandfather used to call them mean haints. Mean saints. I ain't talking about mean where they'll ball their fists up and knock you out. They might do that too, because that's part of the old nature. But they are mean as a skunk. And when a skunk get mean, he creates an atmosphere nobody wants to be around. God is shaking that stuff. He's shaking it loose. And he's placing it with joy and peace and love. That love that we still trying to understand. We won't ever understand it. Quit trying to understand it. Just love with the love of God. Glory to God. Love the infidel. Love the drunk. Glory to God. Love the whoremonger. Glory to God. Love, glory to God, the nasty one. Love the one, the mean one. Glory to God. That's the one God wants us to love. God don't want us to turn to one another. God, we already got the love of God. We trying to love up on this one. But God said, love up on that one out there, glory to God. Love up on the one that's hurt, glory to God. Love up on the one that's worried, glory to God. Love up on the one that's depressed, hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. He restoring all the truth which been lost. Restoring what the prophet said and all that the church in the book of Acts had. God is restoring it. He said, repent. That means you need to have a change of heart, change of mind. The church got to have a change of heart and change of mind. Don't think it's perfect. It ain't perfect. You got to have a change of heart. Not morally or not merely to forsake sin, but to change one's apprehension regarding sin. To recover one's senses. To come to oneself. We walk around in the natural. We say we got good sense. You got good natural sense. But the good natural sense won't serve God. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. God said, repent ye therefore and be converted. Be converted. Turn ye again to me. God said, turn unto him again. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, the exalted one. Refreshing means revival or recovery. It means relieve your spirit, refresh it. In other words, some people are so hot-headed they need to cool off. It's just like, you know, when you're all worn out and you done a whole lot of stuff during the days and today and don't seem like you had no victory, then all of a sudden a victory will come and you have a sigh of relief in your breath. That's what God is doing to the church. He's relieving us and he's renewing us. He's restoring us and he's keeping us. He said, be converted, but your sins may be blotted out. That means wiped out. God don't restore them like we do. We store them up in our archives of our mind, and when we get mean like that skunk, we go dig them up. But God don't do that. You see, God is shaking all of that. He's going to wipe out all of that stuff and blot it out. He's going to get rid of all of that. He's going to change our minds and our opinions so that we have a change of heart. till the time of refreshing come. And he shall send who? Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. Reestablishment from the state of ruin. God is going to reestablish everything just like the church was in the book of Acts. The former, the latter shall be greater than the former. The church going to be full like the ones you're seeing on television, but they're going to be for real, glory to God. They are not going to be spiritually, glory to God. They are not going to be religious, glory to God. They're going to be praising God, and they're going to be lifting up his name, glory to God, just like they cried out, Hosanna, glory to God. They're going to cry Jesus' name, that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is our Savior. He is our soon coming King. He is the strong one in our life. He's the high power, glory to God. He is our healer, glory to God. He is our deliverer. He is the joy that we got. He is our peace, glory to God. He is our walk. He is our talk, glory to God. He is the expression on our face. He is the hair on our head, glory to God. God is our all in all. And we got to lift him up, glory to God, so God can come for a glorified church. Hallelujah. We need restoration. First Adam failed. First nation failed. And the church is failing now. We need restoration. Why? Adam failed. He disregarded God. Like we talk about him a lot of times. He knew exactly what he was doing. Exactly. When you rise up in your old nature, in your old flesh, you know exactly what you're doing. Just like when Jesus sat on that well and that woman came to him, and Jesus was sitting on the well. And when she came to him, Jesus said, you got five husbands. Y'all know the scripture. I ain't reading it all. He said, you got five husbands. Or you had five husbands. He said, the one you got now ain't yours. That was the sixth one, which is what? The number man. But she didn't know she was looking at the seventh man. He was sitting on the well, covering the well, glory to God. In order for her to get some water, she had to remove Jesus off the well. Glory to God. But God don't want us drawing out of that well any longer, which was Jacob's well. Why? Because it's dried up. Hallelujah, we got a new well springing up on the inside. Glory to God. It's not like that gusher that they show out there in what, the Yellowstone Park. You know, if you miss the gushing up, then you got to wait till the next one come along. That might be 4 or 5 hours. But the well I'm talking about is always springing up. Joy is always springing up. Healing is always springing up. Peace is always springing up. Deliverance is always springing up. Love is always springing up, glory to God. Strength is always springing up, glory to God. Why? Because God is restoring, glory to God. God is healing the sick, glory to God. He always healed the sick. He's still healing the sick, glory to God. God is healing the families, glory to God. The family's going to be able to come to common ground. I'm talking about the natural family. They're going to be able to come to common ground where you see family fussing and fighting these days. Glory to God. God is shaking, glory to God. They might not be saved, but the Bible said that there's one in the household, glory to God. God is going to shake the whole household. He's going to save the whole household, and he's going to restore it unto himself. Hallelujah. He's going to restore relationship. He's going to restore his character and his image that Adam failed in. You can read about these. You want to write? I wrote these scriptures down. If you want to read them, I went home and wrote them down. Genesis 1 and 26, 1 and 28. Talk about having dominion in them same chapters and being fruitful in them same chapters and multiplying and power to subdue. Why we need the power to subdue? We need the power to subdue what Adam messed up. We need the power to subdue warfare. I need power to fight, brother. I don't know about you. I need power. I can't go this race alone. I can't fight it alone. I need the power of God. And see, the power of God will give you instruction and direction how to fight the fight. He might tell you to sit down. He might tell you like he told Gideon. You make all that noise with them lamps and all of that stuff. And glory to God, the enemy got confused. But we got to be in the right place at the right time with God. What? In what? Fellowship. We got to be fellowshipping with God. Because if you don't fellowship with God on a daily basis, you ain't going to know any directions in your life. Don't think you can go this thing by yourself. You ain't strong enough. You're too imperfect. You won't make it. He said he's going to restore the families. See, God loves family. He's going to restore the relationship, Genesis 2 and 3. He's going to restore the family, Genesis 2 and 3. He's going to restore all these things that Adam failed and lost. He's going to restore these things. That's why we ought to get happy. You know what? Because the church is empty, we ought to get happy. Because, see, God's going to fill it up. The scripture said, call those things that are not as though they are. We ought to see those things that are not as though they are. We got to see the church full. And we got to start with our own household, seeing the church filled up. I want to see my sons in here jumping and leaping and shouting. Praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is going to bring the family in. They may be lost now, glory to God, but just keep a watch out, glory to God, because God is going to change their mind and God is going to change their disposition, glory to God, and they're going to begin to see a little light, and then they're going to see a lot of light, and then they're going to be all the way in, glory to God, and the pew is going to be full, and the joy is going to be jumping, and the glee is going to be shouting, glory to God, and the glory of God shall be up on the ladder house, and it shall be glorified, and it shall be lifted up, and the people gonna praise God, and they're gonna leap up and shout, your sons and your daughters. God said, in the last day, I'm gonna pour out the Spirit upon all the flesh, glory to God. Your sons and your daughters, they're gonna prophesy, they're gonna dream, they're gonna jump with joy, they're gonna leap with joy, they're gonna shout, glory to God, they're gonna interpret, glory to God, they're gonna preach, glory to God, they're gonna teach, glory to God, and they're gonna multiply and be fruitful and bring in some more fruit. Hallelujah. And he's throwing everything the prophet said, everything that they said. The house of the Lord. Isaiah 2, 1 and 2. He's going to restore. Listen, we need instruction. God is going to restore teaching like never before. That's where you learn. God is, when I was sitting down before my father when I was growing up, if I wanted to learn something, he shook me. Just like God is shaking the church, he shook me. Laid that belt on me and that strap on me. And then after the whipping, he sat me down and talked to me. Sometimes that talking was worse than the whipping. But I had a choice. And that whipping, when it begins to light up and set fire to your rear end, I made up in my mind, I'd rather listen. So I began to fellowship with my father. I began to get next to him. I got smart now. My sister and them, they were still getting beat. And I was laughing. I ain't telling them nothing. You got to find out for yourself what God wants for you in your life. You got to find out about his perfect will for yourself. Glory to God. The preacher can't do it all for you. The teacher can't do it all for you. The prophet can't prophesy your life. Glory to God. You got to seek God for yourself. Glory to God. Quit backing the cart up to God and face God face to face. Glory to God. And tell God what you have need of. He already know what you have need of. But lift up his holy name and say, God, I love you. God, I praise your holy name. God, I'm lifting you up today. Glory to God. God, I don't want anything today. I just want your power and your love. That's more than the trinket, glory to God. That's more than the material thing. That's more than the silver and gold. Silver and gold can't keep your life, but the life of God that's in us can keep us and sustain us. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He's restoring the wealth of nations in the church. He's restoring it. We may be broke according to economy. Well, that don't mean nothing to God. We may not have the money that we would like to have, but that don't mean nothing to God. What we have to learn to cherish is the life of God that's in us. See, when you got the life, you got everything. When you got the life, you got access to the money. You got access to the trinkets. You got access to all of that stuff. As long as you fellowship with him and walk uprightly before him, then God said, I won't keep none of this stuff from you. God don't want that stuff. The streets are paved with gold, they said. Walls, jasper, the gate, pearls, and all that stuff. He don't need no more. God is after the family. He want to restore the family. He want to restore the glory of God upon the church. Haggai 2, 8 and 9. Haggai 2, 7 and 8. Isaiah chapter 60. God wants some harvesting time in our lives. Amos 9, 17, or 12 through 13. Acts 15, 13 through 19. God wants to counsel us in those same chapters of scripture. Amos and Proverbs 11 and 14 and Mark 15 and 43. God wants to talk to us. He wants our attention. And how is he going to get it? He's going to shake everything that will shall be shaken. God is going to get the attention. People are walking around acting all crazy, all they want to, but God is going to get their attention. I thank God for getting our attention. See, we are not dead. We are the living church. We are not religious. We are the holy church. We are a royal priesthood. A peculiar people. Glory to God. We're not trying to keep anybody out. We are inviting everybody in. Why? Because the love of God, glory to God, will draw the sinner man. It will draw your lost loved one. It will draw them into the house of God. And when we get them in, glory to God, then the teaching, glory to God, then the counseling ministry, then the preaching ministry will take over, glory to God. That fivefold ministry. God will take over and he will teach his family and he will reform his family. Glory to God. He will fellowship with his family through the fivefold ministry. That's how we are sustained and we are kept. Why? Because it's the word of God. As God gave it unto the prophet, God is still giving it unto the fivefold minister today. God gave it unto the prophets of old. He's still speaking today through men and women. Glory to God. When God spoke to Moses, glory to God, there's no Moses today, glory to God, but there's still men and women of God. God is using. He's speaking and he's shaking and he's lifting up his holy name. Hallelujah. It says, whom the heaven, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? In heaven as it is, or in the earth as it is in heaven. God is going to establish his church in the earth. And when he establishes church in the earth, That river, I can't get away from that well water. We don't draw from Jacob's well no more. Jesus was sitting on that woman. What she didn't know she was about to get married to the seventh husband, which was Jesus. That's who we're married to, Jesus Christ. He done covered up the old nature and all that stuff. Washed it in his blood, did away with it, blotted it out. Gave us new life, new way, new idea, his ideas, his way, his thought, his character, and his nature. We got to live it. Can't just talk it. Can't just read about it. Can't pray about it. Lord, I wish you'd just anoint me like never before. First little trial come along and you fall apart. You got to endure and persevere. You have to live this word. It ain't no play game. It's for real. God is a reality. So are you and I. Why? Because we are made and formed by him in his image and in his likeness. So that means I got to act like God. It ain't no magical thing. Because just because Jesus died don't mean that all of a sudden you're going to start acting holy. No. God said, be ye holy. That means you got to do something. You got to go to work to try to be holy. Don't go at it trying to be perfect. Just go at it to be holy. And let the perfection of God work in your life. God will do the reconstructing. Except he build a house, how shall it be built? Praise God. Everybody stand. Come on and give him some praise.